With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. As the price for a dozen eggs rises at the grocery store, people may choose to skip that item on the grocery list, but for restaurants, the decision is not so easy. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports on the impact of egg prices on local businesses.
When Ashley Millen opened her Eagle River brunch restaurant, The Toad in the Hole, 2 years ago, she was dealing with high egg prices then, also because of bird flu. She was paying $95 per case, which is 15 dozen eggs. Things stabilized and the prices for a case dropped to about $15. The central Wisconsin supplier Millen has been using for eggs has been able to keep prices fairly stable. But when they had to pause egg production for reasons unrelated to bird flu, Millen had to switch producers temporarily.
When bird flu hit this past couple weeks, they went from $45 a case to $120 a case in probably 2-3 weeks.
Toad in the Hole is a small restaurant with eggs used in most of the menu items. If Millen's normal producer didn't start supplying eggs again, she was going to change prices.
I'm pretty good with our pricing and all that, so I keep it as fair as I can. But if things change, you know, we will change accordingly.
She's not the only business that's been hesitant to raise prices because of the cost of eggs. Kathleen Regelman, the owner of Krieger's Bakery in Wausau, told WAOW she didn't want to increase prices more after having already raised them in the last couple of years because of inflation. Instead, she's cut back or eliminated some products.
It's forced us to make some tough decisions.
These businesses likely won't see relief anytime soon. According to USDA, more than 38 million egg-laying hens were lost due to the bird flu last year. UW Extension poultry specialist Ron Kane says it will take a year or more to get egg production back to what it used to be. But first, the disease needs to get under control.
That doesn't seem to be happening. So there's discussion of vaccination methods and whether that would work. Currently, that's not allowed. So the first step is really getting a handle on the disease and stopping it.
Kane thinks prices may drop as we get closer to summer and the demand tends to go down, but he expects egg costs to remain high for quite some time. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Lincoln County authorities are looking into a shooting northeast of Merrill in the town of Schley. The Lincoln County 911 Center got a call for an ambulance Friday for a male with a gunshot wound. Deputies and EMS rushed to the area of County Highway X and County C, where the injured person had a gunshot wound to the shoulder. He was taken by ambulance to Aspira's Wausau Hospital. Authorities say all parties involved have been identified and there is no threat to the public. An investigation is ongoing. Shoveling snow can be a lot of work and can put a strain on your heart. That's especially true if you're not very active or if you have a pre-existing condition. Melissa Wendell is a nurse practitioner with Aspira's Cardiology.
For people with heart conditions or even people who haven't been doing physical activity, it really increases the workload on the heart. So this can lead to increased heart rate or increased blood pressure, which then can lead to an increased risk of heart attack or other cardiac events.
Wendell had some tips to stay safe.
The best thing to do if you're going to be snow shoveling is to talk to your health care provider. Make sure that's a safe activity for you. Buy light shovels, and if it's very heavy snow, you're going to want to try to push the snow rather than lift the heavy snow. And break this down into segments. Don't do it all at once, and try to avoid really heavy lifting.
She says to watch for symptoms of cardiac distress like chest pain, shortness of breath, or dizziness. Wendell says if those symptoms don't improve quickly after you stop what you're doing, you should call 911. Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. A unanimous Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled that the swing state's nonpartisan top elections official can remain in her post despite not being reappointed and confirmed by the state Senate. Republicans who control the Senate tried to fire Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf in 2023, leading the commission to sue in an effort to keep Wolf on the job. Wolf had been targeted by Republican lawmakers over how the 2020 presidential election, won by former President Joe Biden, was run in Wisconsin. Biden lost in 2024, and Republicans have not called for investigations into how that election was run. Support for Governor Tony Evers' first statewide office of violence prevention is gaining momentum, as some safety experts and advocates say they are hopeful that it will save lives. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Reggie Moore heads community safety at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He formerly led Milwaukee's violence prevention office during a critical period following a 70% increase in homicides in 2015.
The fact that cities are getting smarter on crime and the impact that these types of interventions can have in addressing violence before it happens, I think is something that people understand that we should be doing.
He says that starts with a public health approach to preventing gun violence. It's that approach, he adds, that contributed to Milwaukee's four-year decline in homicides and non-fatal shootings beginning in 2016, one of the biggest declines in the country at the time. While violence prevention offices are not new, larger investments in them are. Moore says in 2016, when he started leading the Milwaukee office, few existed. Now, he says, there are more than 70 across the country. He adds the historic levels of federal investments is promising, since law enforcement can't and shouldn't do this work alone.
For hundreds of years, the country has taken a criminal justice approach solely to this issue, but understanding the fact that this is also a public health crisis and hearing the governor declare this the year of the kid, I think is timely given the fact that since 2020, gun violence has become the leading cause of death of children.
Earlier this month, Governor Evers announced he's directing $10 million to the Office of Violence Prevention. The funds are from the American Rescue Plan Act and will provide grants to school districts, law enforcement agencies, and nonprofits to help reduce gun violence. It's still unclear whether the Trump administration will impact federal funds for programs like these. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.